Some political candidates seem born to run. Others take a less direct route to politics.
I grew up in Bucks County in a big Irish Catholic family, and I'm a scientist by training and a small business owner.
Shaughnessy Naughton of Point Pleasant is one who took a meandering path to this point. She's now a candidate in the Democratic primary for the 8th congressional seat currently held by Republican Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick. She was trained as a chemist, but left the job about a decade ago to save her family's small publishing business in Doylestown. Naughton says that experience taught her the importance of balancing short-term sacrifice and long-term gain.
In the short term, we need to get people back to work, invest in an infrastructure plan that will spur the economy and get the economy going again. And then thinking long-term, making education a priority so that we have the qualified workforce for tomorrow. And then investing in science and technology so we can grow and create the jobs and industries of tomorrow.
Naughton won the backing of influential women's political group Emily's List and has attended the group sessions that teach women how to run for political office. She says she knows the effect Washington can have on small businesses and middle-class families.
We know that quality education is the clearest path to middle-class prosperity, and right now we could be loaning to students at lower rates. That's something that Congress directly decides. And I think we need to be thinking about our tax policy, both our corporate and individual tax policy, so that we can once again create growth and jobs here in the United States.
Also running in the Democratic primary is former Army Ranger Kevin Strauss, who lives in Middletown Township. He served 3 tours in Afghanistan and 1 in Iraq. He's also worked as an analyst for the CIA. To help voters get to know him, Strauss has been running an ad, showing him having a tea party and playing with soap bubbles with his kids.
I'm Kevin Strauss. People say I'm a serious guy, and they're right. I took my service as an Army Ranger and a counterterrorism officer seriously. I'm serious about education, and I direct a nonprofit that works with schools.
Strauss says while he's worked in a lot of serious positions,
I've shown that I'm willing to make personal sacrifices for the good of the country. But I'm also someone who really cares about his kids. And I'm a family guy, and family is the most important thing to me.
Strauss says as someone who got help from the GI Bill, he's serious about making college affordable. He says he's always gone where he thought he could make the most difference.
I've always put country and community ahead of myself. And I've worked in environments where you have to work through profound disagreements to get things done. And, you know, I think that is something that's lacking right now in our Congress.
Strauss, who has the support of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, says he never expected to make this jump into politics. He says he's frustrated by what he calls a dysfunctional Congress. He's been criticized for donations his parents made to congressional candidates in other states, while parents of those candidates donated to the Strauss campaign. The winner of this Democratic primary will have a tough fight in the general election. Mike Fitzpatrick, who is trying for his 4th term, is resilient. After losing the seat to Democrat Patrick Murphy, Fitzpatrick came back to defeat Murphy in 2010. Fitzpatrick has held the seat ever since, beating his last challenger by 13 percentage points. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.